Hey, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. How are you doing? You know, good fortune, I can start with an example of good fortune. And also, you can see the manifestation part in it. You can see the manifestation part in it and take something out of this. What happened was, remember I spoke about this place that when we travel to that place, there's a certain temple there, and when we travel to that place, we get more fuel profitability. And that when we travel away from that place back to a city where there's a lot of construction going on, then the fuel profitability goes down and it's actually fuel loss. So here we were, we had gone to this temple place that I speak about, and about to enter the place, myself and my family is there, and we're about to enter the place, and the person who's in charge of the place, the manager, suddenly said, "Well, the money that you gave us, that you sent us, did not reach. We did not get it." And this is something that all of us heard in our family. We all heard it. He said very, very clearly, "The money that you sent us did not reach us." And it shows sent on my side, like it already went through. And so if it didn't reach this place, this person, this temple, then what happens is now I would have to go do some research, call people, do all of that work, which, as you all know, it's a thankless job. And I was thinking, OMG. But then I just kept calm. We kept calm. We heard this very clearly. We went inside the temple. And I again checked my phone to see if the money had gone through, and it showed it had gone through. But there are times that people say that money goes through, but it hasn't reached somebody. So I'm thinking maybe it's one of those situations. But when I checked on my phone, the money had gone through. We sat there for maybe 2 or 3 minutes. We were inside the temple. We looked at the photographs, the pictures, and then I came out armed with my phone, and I went to this manager, and I said, "It shows that the money did go through." And then the manager completely changed what he was saying, and he said, "Of course, the money came through, but what I'm saying is we got an additional transfer of money from a source that we don't even know about. So we sent 2,000 and they got 2,000 and then they got another for 200." So that's what he said. And he said, "That's what I told you." Of course, because I know manifestation, I didn't say anything to him. I just said, "Whoa, that's good news. That's a miracle. That's magic." He said, "Yeah." And we checked. We didn't know who sent this additional 200. So we got your 2,000. And then at the same time, or immediately, we got a 200 and we don't know the source. So I go back into the temple and I don't try to clarify with him anything. And I said, "Didn't he just tell us before we walked into the temple that they did not get the money?" And everybody agreed. "Yeah, that's what they heard. Everyone heard it clearly. He said, we did not get the money that you sent." But then, when we sat in the temple for a couple of minutes and went out, the whole conversation had changed. It had all changed. And he said, "We actually got 200 more. We got 200 more from a source that we're not aware of." So then at that point, you know, when he had told me that outside, when I had gone back earlier, he and some other people, we all smiled and we said, "Yes, it's a miracle." But then when I went back and I said, "Don't you remember that he said he did not receive the money?" And everybody said, "Yes, we distinctly remember. He had said he had not received the money." But after we spent a couple of minutes inside the temple and we went out, the whole conversation had changed. And in fact, they had got extra money from some place that they don't even know. I sent the money, resend the money, and then he got another 200 in addition, and nobody knows where it came from. So what does this mean? This means that earlier on, before we entered the temple, I want to tell you something. I watched something on TV. We all saw it, about some scam and, you know, some scam happening. And it just came on by itself while we were flipping through channels. We were staying in a hotel. We were flipping through channels. And we saw this. This we saw approximately 20 minutes before we entered the temple. And so scam energy was pushed on top of us. So with that energy, when we went to the temple, because it was so new, we just drove directly and then we went to the temple. It seemed like that scam energy was following, and it sounded like, and no, it was that they did not receive the money. And so just imagine we send the money, but it goes nowhere. So this is the energy that was put and that was shown to us. And then when we entered the temple in 2 minutes, it was cleared. We came out and it actually turned into profit story. So we had profit all the way that we came to the city, to this town where the temple is. But because we stayed in the hotel, and it's normally profitable, but while watching TV, while flipping through channels, this little news piece about scamming was thrown out. So since that was the last thing that we saw before we left, that energy was in the air. When we reached the temple, before we entered the temple, that energy still persisted and gave us information of a seeming scam. You know, we sending the money and it not reaching, basically. But then when we entered the temple, because of the high vibrations in there, it completely cleared that energy out. Plus, I know my manifestation job, right? I cleared it out. The energy in the temple cleared it out. By the time I came out, it was now not a scam story, but it was a profit story. An amazing profit story of additional, of not only our money having reached, but additional money coming in through unknown sources, matching or a 10% of what we had given. So the same person said they did not get the money. And when we went in the temple and we came out, the vibrations had changed. He's now saying he got the money, plus he got a bonus on top of it. So you see, this is manifestation. This is an example, a very good example of manifestation, where the type of vibration that we're in can attract something, some negativity, some negative words. But when we change the vibration by ourselves or through a God or both of us working in tandem, even the same person can change what they're saying. How does this work in real life? Well, this is a real life story. This is a real life story of how when we change the vibration, situations can change. Even people saying no can then say yes to something. So this has happened to me before, where I've called a phone number, a particular phone number, to find out if something is approved. And it says, no, it's not approved. I go back, change the vibe of the energy, call, and it's changed. Yes, it's approved. And all within 2 minutes. It all changes in 2 minutes. It's not that, oh, we went through this whole process and everything is, you know, still in the works and it's going on. No, we are able to change it in a minute or two. Everything just changes. It's because of our ability to manifest. It's because of our ability to manifest how good we are. How good we are with vibrations, how good we are with knowing what is of good luck to us. And I have spoken about this place before. And this is how it happens. It's like this. So let's say you're running good energy. Then something external pours and projects bad energy at fictitious Jane. Now, fictitious Jane, because she's now in the bad energy, because it's just been poured on her and she's not had time to clear it and step into good vibrations, can attract other vibrations of the same negative type. Example, scam energy, loss energy, all of these things can be attracted. But if fictitious Jane knows the joyful manifestation process, and if she has access to good fortune energy, and if she's able to have access to it immediately, she can change what's happening in the situation. She can change it. So let's say there is a person, and now you're taking fictitious John. And let's say fictitious John is being chased by court cases and other such situations. If he works with somebody who knows how to do this, he can leave it all behind. He can leave it all behind just by changing the energy vibrations. Different words are now spoken, words favoring fictitious John. But if fictitious John has people that are in the same energy line as he is, and is mouthing and throwing the same negative stuff at people, and is still in the same, oh, I'm going to talk about negative things and war and Israel and all of these things, you know, all of the negative stuff that's going on in the world. If people do that, and they're still in the same colleagues, the same people, you know, same people, still talking the same situations, but looking like they have solutions, but they're using the same energy. So how are these solutions going to work long term? You're still going to be throwing negative energy at negative energy, trying to make it positive. It'll just take a very, very long time. It can cause a lot of negative situations, further negative situations. So people cannot use others who are in the same type of energy and who are battling the same situations. They just seem more clever. Obviously, they're more intelligent. In some way, they're good at what they do, but they're still using the same negative energy. They're standing in the same battleground and fighting. And if that happens, there's no change in vibrations. It's still going to go into one of these vicious cycle / circle situation. And so people need to know that they need to work with people who are very good at manifesting, very good at shifting vibrations, people who have access to these higher pockets of vibrations where things literally start to work for the better, immediately almost. So it is very important that in order to attract good fortune, it's good to be in good fortune first. It is good to have access to good fortune. It is good to be in the vibrations where this good fortune flows, because standing in the same battlefield and trying to win the battle, that's just a whole bunch of people in opposing parties throwing arrows at each other. And I'm still using a very polite word called arrows, because, you know, I think it's it's a lighter word than some of the ammunition and weapons that people use nowadays. So, still in the same battlefield, throwing arrows at each other, there is no shift in vibration. There is only a mad rush for victory. There is only a mad rush for victory with each side showing how strong they are. And then it is a battle of strength. There is no actual shift into good fortune energy. There is no actual shift into good fortune energy. The only thing that happens is the inner fighter of each person comes out and gets manifested in full form. The actual endeavor to shift the energy of the whole thing is not happening because everybody's still in the same battlefield, showering arrows at each other. But where is the shift in vibration from negative fortune to good fortune? Where the good fortune energies by themselves are working the situation. So it's like the human ego. The human ego, and I'm talking of the negative ego, I'm not talking of the good ego, the positive ego, which says everything's fine, everything's great, we're all fine. But it's a negative ego that is trying to win and trying to be the stronger, trying to usurp, sorry, take out the opposition, trying to show that one is better than the other. And how does this result in good fortune? It just results in a show of strength. And yes, there is victory, of course. There can be victory. But then people are still in the same energy. Somebody's won today, somebody else will win tomorrow. And they say, right, when you win against somebody, as in a fight, F-I-G-H-T, fight. When a person wins by a show of strength or trickery or any other means, correct? Then what happens is it's a victory against an opponent. And who's to say that the opponent is not going to win another time? And so it goes on. And so it goes on. That a person wins this time, another person wins the other time, another person wins the other time. And I'm not talking of victory where we say that, oh, we win. No, when we in the show talk about winning, we're not saying we win against somebody. We're talking of victory. Victory that we have because of our improvement, because of something that we do that's positive for ourselves or for the situation, something good. So that's the kind of victory that we're talking about. We're not talking about winning against an opponent, but we're talking about all of us improving our own vibrations. And because we improve our vibrations, there is a victory. And then winning happens. But it's not a battlefield where there is a show of strength and somebody wins against somebody else. And then you know what? If a person wins this time, the next time somebody else can win, correct? It's a never-ending crusade. It's a never-ending battle. Okay, let's use battle. And it goes on. And this is why they say that, you know, and we love men, okay? But we love men for productivity. We love men because they're awesome, because they take care of people. They're amazing people, men. And women are amazing because they have their own skills. So we love the male and we love the female. But we're not loving a man because he can win against everybody else. Or a woman because she can win against everybody else. But we love men for their qualities. We love women for their qualities because they're using their qualities productively for themselves and their families. And maybe the kind of work that they do. So when everybody is winning because they're changing their vibrations and because they're getting into better vibrations, and once they get into better vibrations, the vibrations, the high vibrations, the good fortune vibrations, the joyful manifestation vibrations brings victory automatically. It is brought almost like a gift brought in by the god of wind, brought in through the air. And this is how we approach the topic of good fortune. It is by invoking good fortune energy that good fortune then works for us. We're not actually in a battle. We're not actually fighting. But we're invoking good fortune energy. We're invoking joyful manifestation energy. And then it is the good fortune energy, it is the joyful manifestation energy, the same thing, that's going to bring the victory. It's not fictitious Jane who's starting and taking on this battle, and it's not fictitious John who thinks he's the greatest warrior of all times and he has to take on the entire world because, you know, he has to win. Or because he has to change something, or because something has to be done. No, that's all more warrior energy. And it's not even a spiritual warrior. I don't know what kind of a warrior it is. But even those people who classify themselves as spiritual warriors, and I may have used the term spiritual warrior over here, but trust me when I say, when we talk about spiritual warriors, we're not really talking of war. We're not really talking about the war cry, which just happened in New Zealand. And people went into this war cry, may I call it a song or a dance? It's not when somebody brings up the warrior energy in them and then they said, okay, you know what, with our collective warrior energies, we're going to overthrow. So even this, even if it is a spiritual war, but we're not talking about this kind of a spiritual war. We're not talking about where the warrior energy rises up and it gives out the war cry. And then it goes into some kind of a battle or whatever manner in order to win. Because when they do that, and even if they are successful, let's say they are successful, someone else, some other group somewhere is going to get more successful, more powerful. In the meantime, maybe after an initial loss, then they go back and they talk about it and they come up with plans. And then they start their war cry in whatever way or form. And then that takes over and then they win. And then this thing continues to be a vicious cycle. So we're not talking about spiritual warriors like that. If you're talking about people who can conquer themselves, who can conquer themselves, each one conquers himself slash herself. Each one works on their own vibrations and then brings the good fortune energy and the joyful manifestation energy into play. That is the energy that will then go out and bring victory. And this energy, the joyful manifestation energy, the good fortune energy, knows how to do it in the best way. In the most profitable way, in the most joy-filled way. And it knows how to do its work in a very pure, loving manner. So as I was saying, in the situation where I said about the 2000 and when we were walking to this temple before we stepped into the temple, so we were caught outside the temple before we stepped in. And the manager said, the money that you sent, it did not come in. And it really means that since I saw that it had gone out of our account, that something happened to it. But because I know manifestation, I didn't allow it to get to me. I went into the temple. I didn't talk about this anymore. Went into the temple, all of us, and then our family. And then we sat there for a couple of minutes. I checked my phone. It had gone out, but the vibrations changed. We came out, and now the manager is saying, and I told the manager, it shows like the money did go out of her account. So he says, of course, we got it. We got that money and we got 200, we got 200 more. And then it now turned from a loss conversation to a profit conversation. where everybody sat there and they said, oh my God, this is a miracle. This is amazing. We don't even know where that money came from, but it did come in all on its own, and we have no idea what the source is, where it came from. So this has to be a miracle. This has to be magic. And so everybody went into a state of wonder. The whole thing changed. And no, we did not hear incorrectly, because all of us heard and witnessed everything at the same time. And so here, there was no battle. There was no actual conversation that went into, no, I sent you the money. No, you did not send me the money. No, we did not receive it. It didn't even go into that. It just changed all on its own. All because I invoked, or we invoked, the good fortune energy. We invoked joyful manifestation energy, and then that went out and did its job. It did whatever it does. Whatever it does. And then the story changed, everything changed, all in a couple, 2, 3, maybe 5 minutes max, everything just changed. So if you consider that literally everybody in the world, or almost everybody, is using the wrong way to deal with things, to deal with life situations, then you can understand that there is a better way to go about all of this. And you know, with that, we're going to go into a halfway break, and we're going to listen to some instrument music. I'm hoping you're going to be there when I come back. We can go into affirmations now. So this is Sugandhi Iyer. Please hold on tight, because I'm coming back soon. It's Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. We want to do some affirmations like I promised we would the last time. We'll make it a combination of love and money, both. And the reason is because affirmations are a wonderful way of getting positive energy to work for us. It is a way of saying into existence, of speaking into existence what we actually want to see happen, because words are powerful. And because words basically get embedded into the air, into the space around us, not exactly air, because there's energy everywhere. And if you remember the last time we spoke about imprints and how when we expose ourselves to different sources, whatever it is that they're pushing at us gets imprinted into our consciousness at whatever level. And then it starts to vibrate its own thing and attracts more similar situations. But just imagine when we are the ones who are speaking and we do the projection instead of external sources projecting at us, we're the ones who are projecting. We're projecting outwards. And then what we project gets imprinted into the energy around us. And then those imprints have their own attraction factor and brings back more of the same. Now, before we go into anything else, I just wanted to bring to attention, there is this sage. I don't know if I can call him a sage, but maybe I can call him a very high-level spiritual teacher. And he roams around the world and has many good things that he does, great things. But recently, and I'm not sure if he did it or somebody else through him did it, but it looked like he said something about being racially discriminated against when he enters US airports, American airports from outside. Now, as a person who has lived in America for donkey's years, for many, many years, decades, I can safely say I have never been discriminated against. Never. Not by a single person in all these years, and I mean decades. Decades, not one decade. And I have never been discriminated against. I have always been treated with love, respect. And everybody's been absolutely great. They all say I have a really nice face. And they all have good things to say, as I have of them. And I can tell you, Americans are really nice people. Really nice people. And I have worked with thousands and thousands and thousands of people, Americans, on a personal one-to-one coaching basis. And they're extremely nice people. That is my experience, whether it's been with darker skin Americans or whiter skin Americans or Latinos, all of them are amazing. And they've always been amazing, extremely respectful, extremely nice, very, very appreciative of another person's talents and skills. So that has been my personal experience. So, for a very high-level spiritual teacher from India to go and say that, okay, I've been racially discriminated against by Americans in U.S. airports, I would only say that, well, you know, if you want to go to another country, then it's better to dress in a way that people recognize. But if we have flowing beards and flowing hair and different type of, you know, kind of clothing when we go there, then there is going to be a little bit of a, I would say, a little bit of a questioning, can I say? I personally, okay, I don't want to talk about myself, but I haven't really seen anybody be discriminated from my family, but person shouldn't say these things if they don't understand that they're going in with a style, you know, the flowing beards and flowing hair, which is absolutely amazing for a spiritual teacher back in India. It's great. People appreciate that. But then once you go into the international arena as such, then there can be confusion between different types of people, and there can be confusion and questions arising out of a different type of a getup. So I don't think people should call it racial discrimination, because from what I have seen, Americans are very open-minded, very appreciative, and always willing to work with what a person brings to them. And so it's better that people don't say these things. Of course, I can't stop everyone from saying it, but at least, you know, what is the vibration that we're giving? Are we giving out vibrations that are going to further create divisions in the world, or are we actually going to talk about places and things in a way that actually improves people's opinions about each other? And I'm telling you, I have worked with thousands and thousands of Americans and Europeans, people from the United Kingdom and different places, Norway, sorry, different European countries, and I have never seen any kind of a racial discrimination. And I think it all goes by what we're projecting at people. If we're projecting our true energy, if you're projecting who we truly are and the way we have been brought up, where we feel confident in ourselves, where we feel appreciated, then that is the energy that is going to be going out, and that is what is going to be coming in back to us. And of course, we're going to be stepping into some affirmations. And so we will start with this particular affirmations, and then we will go from there, where we can talk about self-appreciation, what we have, how wonderful we are, how loving we are, and how we deserve love, and how we attract love. I'm going to be saying each affirmation 2 times, and the first time you're going to hear it, and then you'll know what is going to be repeated, so then you'll be ready for it. And this is me starting off. I am a wonderful person. I am a wonderful person. I feel appreciated wherever I go. I feel appreciated wherever I go. I am loved by everybody that I meet. I am loved by everybody. I feel confident and strong about myself and my self-worth. I feel confident and strong about myself and my self-worth. I am confident and strong. I am confident and strong. I feel that everyone receives me with open arms and love. I feel that everyone receives me with open arms and love. I feel that I'm a child of God. I feel that I am a child of God. I feel that people recognize me also as a child of God. I feel that people recognize me also as a child of God. I feel that I'm so lucky. I will be making a lot of money soon. I feel that I'm so lucky. I will be making a lot of money soon. I feel that I'm so lucky that I'm already making a lot of money right now. I feel that I'm so lucky that I am already making a lot of money right now. I feel that I am victorious in everything that I do. I feel that I am victorious in everything that I do. I feel that I see positive results from all my endeavors. I feel that I see positive results from all my endeavors. I feel that I see immediate positive results from all of my endeavors. I feel that I see immediate positive results from all of my endeavors. I feel that my energy is speeding up and attracting amazing high vibrational situations. I feel that my energy is speeding up and attracting amazing high vibrational situations. I feel that I am aligning with other high vibrational people. I feel that I'm aligning with other high vibrational people. I feel that I'm leaving low vibrational situations behind. I feel that I'm leaving low vibrational situations behind. I feel that everyone is kind and gentle with me. I feel that everyone is kind and gentle with me. I feel that in love, I am very, very lucky. I feel that I am very, very lucky in love. I feel that I'm very, very lucky in romantic love. I feel that I am very, very lucky in romantic love. I feel that my soulmate recognizes my importance. I feel that my soulmate recognizes my importance. I feel that my soulmate recognizes that I am his missing half. I feel that my soulmate recognizes that I am his missing half. I feel that even though each one of us is whole, we still complete each other. I feel that even though each one of us is whole, we still complete each other. I feel that his beauty complements mine as my beauty complements his. I feel that his beauty complements mine as my beauty complements his. I feel that we will be getting married soon. I feel that we will be getting married soon. I feel that we will have an amazing family. I feel that we will have an amazing family. I feel that we will make a lot of money together. I feel that we will make a lot of money together. I feel that everybody will recognize that we are a perfect couple. I feel that everybody will recognize that we are a perfect couple. I feel that whatever I set my intentions on will work out wonderfully. I feel that whatever I set my intentions on will work out wonderfully. I feel that I attract good fortune naturally to me. I feel that I attract good fortune naturally to me. I feel that I am whole and complete right now. I feel that I am whole and complete right now. So these are some affirmations. We can always do it again, and we can always add more to it, and we can make it even higher in vibrations. Because what happens is, as you maybe recognize and align with these vibrations, even a little bit, they work even better for you. So from just being words, they become your feelings. They become your feelings. It's different when we hear some words and they just remain words in space, and they still have magic. They're still going to work. But when you feel something, anything, something good, hopefully, when you hear these words, it means that you recognize that. You recognize the words, so it is already part of your energy, or it is becoming a part of your energy. The more you recognize it, it becomes part of your energetic system. It becomes real for you. It gains more power by virtue of the amount of recognition that you have when you hear them. So even after we're done with the show, you can always go back and listen to these words again. And the more you recognize them, the truth of it. For example, let me give you an example. Let's say there is fictitious Jane, and she's at home and she's just sitting and thinking about fictitious John and how she met him. And she's thinking of John and how she has seen him at a party, or when she sees him at work, or in the neighborhood. So, if fictitious Jane is thinking of John as if he is, let's say, a few hundred feet away from her, it's so different because then she's watching John. She's watching fictitious John from where she is. But it's so different if she thinks of fictitious John in an interaction with her, in an actual interaction. It's so different because now what happens, it becomes more real. There is a recognition. Her whole energy system is recognizing the presence of fictitious John. So in one situation, she's an observer, she's viewing him. And in another situation, she's experiencing him. She's feeling things. So obviously, when we're viewing somebody, when we're observing somebody, then our intellect can work and we can make decisions. So remember, I sometimes say sometimes you need to be an observer in a situation and not an actually, experiencer of it, because then we can make proper judgments and decisions. But in this case, where love is concerned or when affirmations are concerned, the more that we are able to actually feel it and align with it, then it has more power. It becomes real. It's something that your energy system is already recognizing. It is something that your energy system is already working with, because it's working on levels that your conscious mind may not know of. So if a person's consciousness, when they're working with something with a conscious mind, but their energy is also working with other things simultaneously. So when a person's energy already has inclination or an awareness or understanding or recognition of certain things, then what happens is it becomes very, very real. Your energy puts power into it. It multiplies in power. It becomes 2x, 3x, 4x, 5x times the power. And then it starts to actually manifest it faster. Now, how is it that with the example I gave you about the money that could have been a reality where a person was basically showing us a reality before we entered this temple? And remember, for anybody, it could be anything. It could be a mosque, it could be a temple, it could be a church, it could be anything that a person recognizes. It could even be a pyramid, or it could be a altar, it could be a tree, it could be a mountain, it could be a particular lake that a person feels, and when they go to that place, their luck starts to work, their good fortune starts to increase so many X number of times, correct? For 2x, 3x, 4x, 5x, for example, 10x. But so in that same example, what happens is when I was outside the temple and I'd just come in fresh from the news, which was bombarded at me unknowingly. So when I came there and that energy was following us, so then we heard this information when we went in, my ability to connect to the source of good fortune over there happened so fast, so quickly, because of the number of times, because of the amount of faith and belief that I have, because of the amount of thankfulness and happiness and gratefulness and joy that I have, that I feel with regards to this particular place, it actually had much more power. And it went into 10x, 20x, 30x, who knows, infinity x, whatever it is. It just went into that amount of power. It just multiplied immediately. And it's not that I had to start from scratch. So, as your energy system recognizes, and as you recognize certain things and certain words, certain statements as being carriers of good fortune for you, then what happens is that it actually works out faster, it becomes more powerful, the amount of time that it takes to return to you a very, very good answer and a very good outcome, it's going to be faster and more powerful, but all because of the faith and power that you put behind this. And so the same with these affirmations. If you hear them again and you feel like you own them, like you feel not from the place of arrogance, but from the place of wonder and magic and belief and faith and all of these things, then the amount of power that you put behind this is going to be much, much more, and you will have better and better outcomes faster, really miraculous outcomes. And of course, this is all because it's happening in the energy of good fortune and in joyful manifestation energy. And of course, we're going to be approaching the end of the show and we will be signing off soon. But I want to remind you, we can meet again for the Joyful Manifestation Show next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, just recognize what kind of energies that you are in, what kind of energies work for you, what energies don't work for you. If you're still going down, or if fictitious Jane, fictitious John is still in the battlefield and still working with arrows and fighting opponents and thinking that he's winning and things like that, but instead of actually opting for higher level energy solutions. And of course, this is Gandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show today. I'm wishing you a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day.